The MDGs were launched in September 2000 and represented the world's biggest ever effort to reduce poverty and promote equitable development. Here's UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
The MDGs helped to lift more than 1 billion people out of extreme poverty and make major inroads against hunger. They have enabled more than 2.6 billion people to gain access to an improved drinking water source and more girls to attend school than ever before.
And he said millions of lives have been saved.
The reductions in child and maternal mortality and the progress in combating HIV/AIDS, malaria and other diseases are among the most significant advances in human well-being in all of human history.
Data from the Millennium Development Goals Report 2015 show that even the poorest countries can, with targeted interventions, make what it calls dramatic and unprecedented progress. President Paul Kagame of Rwanda is the co-chair of the UN's MDG Advocacy Group, which has focused on promoting the worldwide implementation of the goals. He welcomed the progress that's been made, but said more needs to be done.
Majority of the targets will not be met in many countries, particularly those experiencing or just emerging from conflict.
Progress on the MDGs has been uneven across the world. In sub-Saharan Africa, poverty is still very high, as is hunger. In Oceania, the report says there is a very large deficit in productive and decent employment. In Southeast Asia, women's representation in parliament is still too low. And in Western Asia, there are still too many slum dwellers. 2015 was the deadline set 15 years ago to attain the goals. They'll be replaced by a new set of targets called the Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs. They'll be agreed by the international community at UN headquarters in September. The Prime Minister of Norway, Erna Solberg, is also a co-chair of the MDG Advocacy Group. She said the global push towards the MDGs has provided valuable lessons for the SDGs.
Simply establishing goals will not in itself lift people out of poverty, unless national governments show the political resolve to reach a given goal. Progress will be limited or it will be non-existent. Goals must be accompanied by coherent strategies, policies, and investment at the national level.
The new goals will include a range of poverty targets, but are expected to be broader than the MDGs, focusing on issues of peace, stability, human rights, sustainable development, and good governance. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.